谢神。
He praised the Lord.
让我们在神的家里不但享用了丰盛的午餐。还有这么好的敬拜团队带领我们一起来敬拜赞美我们的神。
And also to worship King together, worship God together with this such a great worship team.
请问大家，你们知不知道美国第一历史上第一个感恩节是多久以前
？I want to ask everybody, do you know the history of America's first Thanksgiving?
考你们的历史。
Which year?
Oh, okay.
Somebody says 1621.
Perfect answer.
Perfect.
大概在400年前、就是当时呢，是因为为了逃避那个英国政府跟宗教的迫害。
And about over 400 years ago, in order to escape the persecution of the politics and the religious,
大概有100多人，包括大人跟小孩。
About over 100 people, including adults and children.
他们搭乘了什么号？
What ship did they came here from?
Mayflower. 5月8号。他们从这个英国出发。
They set course from England.
然后在海上颠簸了66天。
They took an ocean journey, a bumping ride about 66 days.
终于在1620年的11月到美国的东北角。
Finally arrived in the northeast corner of America in November.
如果你是基督徒的话，你下了船，第一件事是做什么
？So if you're a Christian, what do you do when you get off the boat?
找教会。
所以很多人第一件事就是跪地来祷告神，来向神献上感恩。
A lot of people who get off the boat and the first thing they did was to kneel down and praise the Lord.
所以据说这块刻有1620年的石头还在博物馆里面。
It is said that this stone that engraved was 1620 is still in the museum.
那如果你现在去波士顿港口的话，他们还特别打造了一个仿造当初五月花的一艘船。
So if you go to see the Boston's harbor, there's still a replica of the boat.
然后呢，多人家可以上船去参观。
Allow people to go up to the boat to visit.
来纪念呢神的恩典。
To commemorate God's grace.
不过因为冬天非常的寒冷，大家知道东北角最近非常的寒冷。
But everybody knows that in the northeast corner, especially this year, it's very cold.
再加上这些人刚到了美国。
Especially these people just arrived in America.
所以食物很缺乏。
So they are really lacking of food.
很多人都在饿肚子。
A lot of people were starving.
所以到了第二年春天呢，其实只剩下半年存活。
So to the next spring, there are only half the immigrants survived.
但是神就差派了当地的印第安人来帮助他。
God has sent the local Indians to help them.
所以呢，教他们怎么打猎捕鱼。
Teach them how to hunt and fish.
然后还教他们种植当地的那些农作物。
Plant the crops.
就是像玉蜀黍啊、豌豆啊、南瓜等等。
It's like corns, peas, and the pumpkins.
不但解决了他们生活上马上面对的难题。
Not only resolve your food issue immediately.
而且在当年的秋天，他们还经历了一场大丰收。
When it comes to the fall, they also experienced a great harvest.
为了庆祝这样一个美好丰盛的收成呢？他们除了向神献上感恩，也邀请当地的印第安人来跟他们一起来享受这样丰盛的食物。
To celebrate such a harvest, not only they want to give praise to the Lord, they also invite local Indians to come celebrate with them.
所以就是1621年的11月是美国历史上的第一个感恩节。
So this is the historical first.Thanksgiving in 1620. About 1620, sorry.
Today, we're here. We also
want to give our grace to God.
Because 2 years ago, 神在这里为我们设立了北区教会。
Because about 2 years ago, God has set the first church north of God's username and search here.
Thank you for the correction. 应该是2012啊。那我也希望呢，我们每年的感恩节过后的主日。
I also hope that each year that in the right after Thanksgiving, the Sunday.
我们每年都可以聚集在一起。
We can get together every year.
就像今天一样，我们一起来向神献上我们的感恩。
Just like today, we can give our praise to our Lord.
那也对，同时呢，对我们周围的人来谢谢他们。
And also to express our gratitude to the people around us.
有一个家庭很富有的这个家庭，有一个很富有的家庭。
There's a very rich family.
爸爸呢就很希望让自己的儿子知道说自己多么的幸福。
His father really would want the son to know how blessed he is.
他也希望儿子能够对自己有点感恩的心。
He also hopes the son has a gratitude heart for him.
所以这个爸爸呢，就特别找了一个机会。
So this father found an opportunity.
带着儿子去到一个非常贫穷的乡下。
To his son to this very poor rural side.
还特别在当地的农场呢住了几天。
He also lived in the local farm for a few days.
在他们回家路上呢，爸爸就问儿子说：“你觉得这次旅行怎么样？”
So on the way home, the father asked the son, "How do you think about this trip?"
儿子居然说。我觉得棒极了。
The son says fantastic.
这爸爸就很惊讶。
The father's really surprised.
他说他以为儿子他会大大的抱怨，这个旅游嘛，应该去一个旅游胜地才对，怎么来到这种乡下的地方？
He thought the son probably would have complained because he thought the son would expect to take him to the also great tourist attractions instead of this poor place.
所以父亲就接着问说：“你看见有的人很穷了吗
？”So the father continued to ask, "Have you seen that a lot of people are pretty poor there?"
儿子说：“是的，我看见了。
”The son says, "Yes, I have seen."
那父亲又继续问说：“那在这次的旅行当中，你学到了什么
？”So the father then asked, "What have you learned in this trip?"
这个儿子啊，不假思索就兴奋地回答
：“So the son, without thinking, answered excitedly.”
他说：“我们家只有一只狗。
”Our home only has one dog.
这个家却有四条狗。
That home has four dogs.
我们家只有那个小小的游泳池。
Our home only has a small pool.
他们家的后面却有一个蔓延无尽的小河。
But their backyard has this winding and never-ending river.
在我们院子后面晚上的时候只有几盏灯。
In our backyard, there are only a few lamps.
在晚上的时候。院子后面怎么样？有皎洁的灯亮，还有无数闪烁的灯光。
But on your backyard not only has countless stars, but also beautiful moonlight.
我们家占地只有一亩多地。
Our home resides on this over 1 acre land.
他们的家是在一个一望无际的原野里面上面。
But their home resides on top of this vast land of meadow.
我们要休息，我们得开车出去花钱吧。
So when you come to buy food, we have to spend money to go out to buy food.
他们啊，却可以随时到后面再种他们自己所种的来吃。
But they can go to their backyard anytime, just pick the crops to eat.
更糟糕的是啊，我们需要高大的围墙来保护我们。
What's worse is we need this tall wall to protect us.
他们却有许多朋友在他们的周围。
But they have many friends around them.
不需要围墙。
No need for the tall wall.
可以彼此的关怀，互相的看顾。
They can really visit each other and watch over each other.
听了儿子这样的回答，父亲都不一时不知道要说什么。
After the son's answer, the father didn't know how to respond.
短暂的沉默之后呢，儿子又接着说。
After short silence.The son
suddenly
added.
儿子跟爸爸说：“爸爸，谢谢你带我来这里。
”Father, thank you for taking me there.
让我现在知道我自己有多穷。
Now I know how poor we are.
儿子的话不但提醒了父亲。
The son's answer not only reminded the father.
其实也提醒我们不要只重视那些物质的享受。
But also reminded us not
只有当我们抱着感恩的心的时候呢，我们才能享受神奇妙的创造和他丰富的供应。
Only with a grateful heart we can really enjoy God's wonderful creation and His abundant supply.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
其实主耶稣也警告我们。
Actually, God has also warned us.
让我们免去一切的贪心。
Want us to really take care and be on our guard against all greed.
因为人的生命呢，不在乎你有多少钱。
Because one's life does not consist with abundance of his possessions.
和许多来到美国的移民一样。
Just like many immigrants came to the United States.
我和师母当初也差不多35年前，我们两个人是皮箱漂洋过海，从台湾来到这里。
Just like many people, me and my wife, sister Feng Mei, about 35 years ago, two people, four suitcases, came to the United States through the ocean.
那时候我住在学校的宿舍。
At that time, we lived in a school dorm.
一个月只付150块美金。
Each month, we only pay $150 rent.
我们开的老爷车是花600块买的。
We drove a very old car, only cost $600.
虽然我们是穷学生
，Even though we are poor students.
但是我们非常的快乐。
But we were very happy.
一转眼
，Before we knew it,
连我们两个孩子都已经成家立业。
Our two sons have had their own families.
然后呢，明年3月份呢，我们要升级做祖父母。
And next March, we're going to be bumped up to be grandparents.
我们就看到神的恩典是在超过我们所求所想。
We really have witnessed that God's grace is really more than what we can ever imagine.
我们也看到现在的人物质生活越来越丰富。
We also noticed that our material life is getting richer and richer.
不幸的是，有很多夫妻他们进入婚姻的时候
，Unfortunately, there are many couples when they enter the marriage.
他们抱着梦想，齐齐努力。
They have the same goals and they work hard together.
好不容易等到事业有成
，Finally, after the success of their career,
却开始想要去追逐世上的功名利禄。
Then they start to pursue their personal fame and the fortune.Separate.
甚至放纵了自己的情欲，造成家庭婚姻的破。
Even indulging in their own desires that cause their marriage to break up.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brother and sister，
如果我们一心想要追求这个世上物质的享受的话
，If we only are pursuing on the worldly things，
到头来都将是一场虚幻。
At the end, it's all in vain.
所以在生命记第八章。
In Deuteronomy chapter 8,
神特别提醒那个即将要从旷野进入迦南的以色列人。
God specially reminds those Israelites who were in the wilderness ready to enter Canaan.
特别提醒他们说，神带领他们进去的是那个水源丰富、物产富饶的美地。
God specially reminds them that the place that God's going to lead them into.Is this place that's full of resources and water, a beautiful land?
特别是当他们吃得饱、吃饱喝足的时候，要怎样？他们要特别来向神感恩、称颂神。
Especially after they are well fed, what they're supposed to do? They're supposed to greet it with a grateful heart, praise the Lord.
因为这一切都是神赐给他们。
Because all of this are given by God.
请问你们今天吃饱喝足了没有？
Are you well fed today?
我们是不是也应该起来称颂
神呢？ Do we all together to praise the Lord?
Amen. 因为我们看到世事无常。
Because we all notice that there's no guarantee in this life.
大家知道现在石油的价格一直在下降。
I'm sure everybody knows that the oil price is dropping.
其实已经影响到 Houston 的经济。
It has actually impacted the economy of Houston.
很多人因此失业。
A lot of people they lost their job because of that.
圣经也形容我们世上我们有所拥有的财富。
The Bible also describes the fortune that we gather.
就好像自己会长得翅膀一样，不知不觉的就飞走。
Just like the money has a wing on its own, and it just flew away without us noticing it.
刚才我们的敬拜团队也特别提醒我们，耶和华我们先来念，耶和华所赐的福，
使人富足。信家上主
为我们律。
Earlier, the worship team has reminded us that we can read this. The blessing of the Lord makes rich, and He adds no sorrow with it.
只有神赐的福，我们是不需要忧虑。
Only the blessing comes from God that we don't have to worry about.
所以圣经告诉我们说，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
Therefore, the Bible keep reminding us, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances.
因为这是神在基督里所向我们所定的旨意。
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
我们想想，常常喜乐已经很难了，对不对？
Always, it's pretty difficult, isn't it?
要凡事谢恩，更是难上加难。
Now we have to give thanks in all circumstances. That's even harder.
特别是当别人得罪我、对不起我的时候，我还可以喜乐和感恩吗？
Especially when people has offended us and even did wrong to us, can we still be rejoiceful and to give thanks?
在圣经里面告诉我们，大卫是。
In the Bible, it says that David is the greatest king in Israel.
但是他的一生其实经历了无数的波折。
But in his whole life, he has been through many ups and downs.
在他年轻的时候，他就杀了巨人哥利亚。
In his youth, he killed the giant Goliath.
他拯救了以色列人，成为国家的英雄。
Because his salvation, because he saved the country from being crucified, so he became the country's hero.
但是却因此他遭到当时国王的嫉妒。
But because of that, he has gained the jealousy from the king.
国王要开始来追杀他。
So the king wanted to chase after him, kill him.
他被迫四处的逃亡。
He's forced to flee everywhere.
但是在困境当中怎么样？大卫。他仍然坚定信靠和仰望神。
But even in all those difficulties, he still steadfast, remain his faith and hope in God.
后来大卫终于登基成为自己成为国王。
Finally, David finally ascended to the throne.
但是在他功成名就之后呢，却夺人妻，杀人夫。
But after he became the king, he took over somebody's wife and killed the husband.
犯了奸淫罪和杀人罪。
He has committed adultery and murder.
因为他自己是国王，百姓不能做什么。
Because he is high as king, so his people cannot do anything to him.
但是当神责备大卫的时候，大卫谦卑的在神面前承认他所犯的错。
But when God told him and were angry at him.He really repent and really admit his mistakes.
他真诚地来寻求神的饶恕和赦免。
He wholeheartedly seek God's forgiveness and pardon.
而且写下了许多伟大的忏悔诗。
He also written many beautiful poems of repentance.
虽然大卫他一生并不完美。
Even though throughout his life he was not perfect.
但是他定义的要与神同行。
But he has steadfast and want to really walk with God.
他在神的面前全然赤肉敞开。
In front of God, he has been totally open and vulnerable.
他向神倾心吐意。
He really poured his heart out to God.
所以神称大卫为合我心意的人。
That's why God says calls David that a man after my own heart.
他凡事都要遵行。神的旨意。
He shall fulfill all my wills in all things.
一生经历了神的拯救和赦罪之后
，experiencing God's salvation and forgiveness in his life.
大卫就以感恩的心写下了诗篇103篇。
With a grateful heart, they wrote a beautiful poem, Psalms 103.
我相信这首诗也可以帮助我们一起来数算神的恩典。
I'm sure this poem can also help us to really count God's blessing.
让我们一起来述说神大能作为。
Let us express our gratefulness to His mighty.
让我们先用中文念第一节、第二节。
Let's read in Chinese with verse 1 and 2.
我的心啊，
你要称颂
耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。
我的心啊，
你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
And in English, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Let us pray. Yeah, sorry, I forgot to translate that. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
在圣经中，当我们读圣经的诗篇的时候呢，它经常是用什么对立平行。
So when we read the Psalms, you can see that a lot of times they use correspondence parable structure.
就是在同一个句子里面，它用不同的字词来表达同样的意思，或者是相反的意思。
In other words, in the same sentences, using different words, repetitively expressing the same or opposite meaning.
而且它在后面的经文常常会解释前面的意思。
Moreover, a lot of time, a letter sentences will give a further explanation for formal sentences.
就是要让我们能够完全明白诗人想要表达什么。
To really help us fully understand what this poem is trying to express.
所以，例如在第一节上半段说，我的心跟下半节的什么，凡在我里面的，其实就是同样的意思。
In other words, you look at the first verses. The first half, "Oh my soul," and the second half, "All that is within me," really means the same thing.
大卫对神说，他的称颂是完全发自哪里？发自他的内心。
The praise that David gave to God is really fully from his heart.
因为人只能看到人的外表。
Because as human beings, we can only see people's appearances.
但是神却看透了我们的内心。
But God can see deep within our heart.
所以在第二节，大卫继续的说明为什么我们的神配得我们的称颂。
Therefore, that continually in verse 2, Jesus keeps saying, David keeps saying, why does God worthy of our praise? Because this God has given us all kinds of benefits and blessings.
恩惠或者是经常说恩典又是什么意思呢？
What does this blessing or benefits mean?
去年有一对新搬到这里的一对夫妇。
Last year, there's a couple who just moved here.
当他们知道我跟师母还在用那个老式传统的手机，也没有简讯的时候。
Well, when they saw that me and my wife hold on to this old cell phone without the texting capability.
所以他的先生刚好公司在卖手机。
So this husband, his company.Happens to sell the cell phone.
那出于神的爱，就送给我跟师母一个智慧型的手机。
Out of God's love, He has given each one of us a smartphone.
终于让我们脱离了石器时代，得了一点智慧。
Finally, help us to leave the stone age to the 20th century.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brother and sister,
恩惠或者恩典，就是只因着神的慈爱。而白白赐给我们的礼物。
Now, because this a blessing, brother and sister, because God's love, He has given us a free gift. That is what we call blessing.
我们说过，诗人的诗篇后面在解释前面的经文。
We have mentioned that the poem is written by the poem. A lot of times, used to describe what's happening before.
所以。从接下来的经文能告诉我们，神的恩典至少有三点。
So the following sentences continues talking about God's blessing at least have three things.
第一就是三到五节，神赦免我们的罪。
The first is verse 3-5, God forgives our sins.
第二点就是11-13节，神使我们远离过犯。
The second is the verse 11-13. God removes our transgressions from us.
第三点呢，就是17-18节，神的慈爱永远长存。
The third point is verse 17-18. His steadfast love from everlasting to everlasting.
我们现在就按着顺序来思想。
Now let's think about each point one by one.
我们先用中文来念第3到5节。
Let's read in Chinese from verse 3-5.
他
赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你一切疾病，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕，他用美物使你所显的得以知足，以致你如因返老还童。
Let's read together in English. Verse 3. Who gives all your iniquity? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit? Who crowns you with steadfast mercy? Who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles?
在这里，其实赦免和医治，以及罪孽和疾病呢，在这里其实也是同义词。
Here, that talk about forgiveness and healing, iniquity and disease, they actually are synonyms.
因为从神的眼光来看，罪就好像人身上的什么癌细胞。
Actually, from God's viewpoint, the sin in our body just like the cancer cells in our body.
会不断的长大吞吃我们的身体。
They can keep growing and eventually engulf our life.
只有神可以医治我们，赦免我们的罪。
Only God can heal us and really forgive our sins.
今年我们一起中英文堂都查考了马可福音。
This year we have read the book of Mark together.
希望你们还记得这个图片看到什么。
I hope you still remember what have you seen in this
摊子。
这在第二章说到有几个人啊，有四个人抬着一个摊子，就是不会走路的人，来到耶稣的面前。
On chapter 2, you remember there are four people who actually lifted a person in front of God.
当他们来到耶稣所在的房子的时候，结果四周都是人，他们连门都进不去。
When they came in front of this place that Jesus had, they couldn't get through the door because it was full of crowds.
这四个朋友有没有打退堂鼓？
Did these four friends leave?
他们进不了门，那怎么办？
They couldn't get into the door. What did they do instead?
他们竟然爬上人家的房子。
They actually climbed up to the roof.
然后呢，拆了屋顶。
Remove the roof.
把他们这个不会走路的朋友从屋顶上坠下来，来到耶稣的面前。
They lowered this friend who's paralyzed, lowered from the roof down to the floor.
当你读到这个经文的时候，我不知道你心里在想什么。
When you read these verses, I wonder what has been into your mind.
我想到的就是在我们周围有多少属灵的摊子。
What I can think of is that how many people around us are just like the paralyzed people, spiritual.
我们是否愿意像这四个朋友一样，他们不能走来，我把他抬过来
？Are we willing like these four friends when they cannot walk here? Are we willing to lift them up and to bring them to here?
把我们周围那些还不认识耶稣的人。都能够带到耶稣的面前。
Bring all those friends around us who does not know Jesus in front of God.
看到这个摊子从屋顶上坠下来。
Seeing this paralyzed man being lifted, being put down, lowered down to the roof.
耶稣并没有骂他们说你们乱拆人家的屋顶。
Now Jesus wasn't scolding them, said you shouldn't take off the people's roof.
耶稣第一句话对这个摊子说：“小子，你的罪赦了。”
What did he say? He said, "Son, your sin has been forgiven."
然后才医治这个摊子。
Then he healed this person.
因为我们的罪使我们与神隔绝。
Because our sin has separated us from God.
如果我们的生命中没有神的话，即使拥有健康的身体，我们仍然被罪所捆绑。
If our life we don't have God, even though we have a healthy body, we're still being the bondage of sin.
在神的眼中，我们同样是死在过犯和罪恶。
In God's eye, we're still death in our transgressions and sins.
为了拯救我们，神差遣他的儿子耶稣。
In order to save us, God has sent His Son, Jesus Christ.
为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
Crucified on the cross for our sin.
用无罪的生命来救赎了我们。
To save us with His sinless life.
神以他的仁慈、仁爱和慈悲来取代了缠绕我们的罪。
With His mercy and love, He has replaced the sin that bound us.
大 当我们脱离了罪的捆绑以后，
when we can let go the burden of the sin，
不但我们的生命得到了救赎，
not only our life being saved，
这里还说我们就好像一个鹰一样的返老还童。
Here it also says that we can be like an eagle. We are in a fly like eagle, renewed.
新译本也形容说，我好像鹰一般的恢复活力。
Just like what the new Bible translation said.
如果你跟我们又是一样已经接近老年的话，一定要什么返老还童，对不对？我们赶快让我们脱离我们的罪，来认识耶稣基督。
You like what I'm thinking that we should be like we should be like an eagle, renew our strength like eagles.
在这里，我也要澄清一下。
Over here, I also want to clarify.
神大会施行神迹来医治我们身体的疾病。
Of course, God would perform miracles to heal our disease.
但是我们也看到了金钱爱主的人，他们仍然会生病，还经历死亡。
But of course, we can also see us.Believer who really have reverence of God can also experience the illness and face death.
因为我们现在所用的身体是会毁坏。
Because our body is mortal.
圣经说是不能存到永远。
The Bible says that it cannot last forever.
等到主耶稣第二次再来的时候，所有信徒人都会先死。
Only until God's second coming, all the people who are believers will be resurrected.
那时候复活的身体是不会朽坏的，是荣耀的，是强壮的。
At that time, the resurrected body is immortal and it has glory and has strength.
接下来在六节到八节。
Then continually with verse 6-8.
大卫继续说明我们的神也是公义的。
David continues to explain that God is also righteous.
在神他有最终的审判，他会为我们。
In him he has a final judgment. He will deliver us from evil.
因为我们的神也是圣洁公义。
Because our God is also holy and righteous.
那第九节这里接着告诉我们，我们的神他是会责备人，也会发怒。
On verse 9 it also said that our God can also be angry and punish.
我们看到当以色列人他们进了迦南地，但他们违背神的命令的时候怎么样？他们不但不奉家王，而且他们还被掳到外邦。
We have witnessed that, we have saw from the Bible that when the Israelites they rebelled against God, not only their nation has been perished, they also been captured by the other country.
但是圣经告诉我们，神的怒气不过是转眼之间，他的恩典呢，因着耶稣的救赎呢。
But we also see on the Bible says God's anger is but short lived. His grace through the redemption of Jesus is everlasting.
所以从第三节开始，一直到现在的第十节，也说明了神的赦罪和救赎完全是出于神的怜悯和恩典。
And also from verse 3 all the way to now, verse 10.We can notice that it describes God's forgiveness, His grace.
到了第十节和十二节的时候，诗人用天跟地的距离来形容神的慈爱。
From verse 11 to 13, this poet used the distance between heaven and earth to describe how great God's love is for us.
有没有人知道天有多高？
Who knows how high the heavens?
不管我们多聪明，到现在还没有人知道天有多高。
No matter how smart we are, nobody knows how high the heavens is.
意思就告诉我们说，我们也永远不会知道神的慈爱对我们有多大。
In other words, we will never know how great God's love is for us.
同样的，东离西有多远，神也叫我们的过犯离我们有多远。
On the same token, how far is the east from the west? That's how God will keep us away from the transgression.
这里并不是说你信主以后你不会犯罪。
Here doesn't mean that after you become a believer you will not sin.
因为我们只是一个蒙恩的罪。
Because we're also a sinner who has been saved by grace.
但是只要你愿意接受耶稣基督。
But as long as you're willing to accept Jesus Christ.
神的灵就会住在我们里面。
God's Holy Spirit will dwell in us.
只要我们愿意顺服他的 会保守我们不继续的犯罪。
As long as we obey His command, He will keep us from continuing to sin.
在这里，我们也看到继续告诉我们神的慈爱。
In here, they continue to tell us God's mercy.
每个月的第一个礼拜四，我们都有中文的祷告会。
The first Thursday evening of the each month, we have Chinese Bible prayer meeting.
那在这个月初的时候呢，就有一位姐妹在祷告会中分享。
In the early this month, a sister shared in this prayer group.
她的女儿因为晚上的时候隐形药水，隐形眼镜用错了药水。
His daughter on the night used the wrong contact lens solution.
那你也知道，第二天，当他女儿跟着学校去到 Galveston 的时候呢，眼睛就红肿起来。
So the next day, when the daughter went on a field trip to Galveston, her eyes started to get really inflamed.
结果他的父亲就顾不得上班。
So his father, instead of going to work,
火速的开车赶到 Galveston 去。
Rush to drive to Galveston from here.
去把女儿从 Galveston 接回来，然后去看医生。
Took her back and also went to see the doctor.
那感谢神的保守。
Praise for God's protection.
他们来回平安，也没有被警察开罚单。
Not only they have a safe trip, but also didn't get a ticket from the police.
我们就看到，如果做父母的都这样爱我们自己的孩子。
We can all see that even as parents, we can love our children this much.
何况是那位创造我们的神。
Let alone our Creator, our loving God.
我们的神就如同我们的父亲一样
Our God is just like our Father.
知道我们的软弱，怜悯我们的需要。
He really knows our weaknesses and knows our needs.
所以他也保守我们远离我们的过犯。
So He protects us away from the transgressions.
接下来也经文继续让我们看到人生的短暂。
Continue, we can also see the following verses to see how short our life is.
圣经告诉我们，我们人是用尘土所造。
The Bible told us, as human beings, we are made by dirt.
所以我们也将来也要什么回到回归尘土。
So in the future, we'll go back to dust.
那在大家都知道，在德州每年四五月有什么？这是什么？
我要
很美丽的一个花儿。
From April to May, what do you see?
非常漂亮艳丽的一个花。
A lot of beautiful wild flowers, isn't it?
但是怎么样？到五月底、六月初就消停不种。
But by the end of May, in June, it disappeared with no trace.
就像我们的人生来得快，丰富一阵，风光一阵子，什么，马上就过去。
Just our life, our short life, we come fast with a glorious achievement, then disappear.
与人生的短暂相比起来，就是神从亘古到永远的慈爱。
Now compared to our short life.It's a contrast that you can see God's love is everlasting to everlasting.
但在这里也提醒我们，我们人也有责任。
But here it also reminds us we still have our responsibility.
就是要遵守神的约，纪念和遵行神的教训。
To obey His covenant, to really commemorate and follow His teaching.
什么是神的约？
So what is His covenant?
整本圣经。分成两部分，就是什么？旧约和新约。
So the whole Bible is consists of two parts. What are they?
所以圣经就是神的约。
Old Testament and New Testament. So Bible is God's covenant.
让我们很快来复习一下我们前面看的神的三个恩典。
Let us review quickly about what God's three graces of His benefits.
第一个是什么？
What is the first one?
神赦免我们的罪。
God forgive our sins.
第二个呢，神使我们远离我们的过犯。
The second is God remove our transgression from us.
第三个就是神永远的慈爱。
Three is His steadfast love from everlasting to everlasting.
那我们要如何来回应神的恩典呢？
Now how can we respond to His grace?
从刚刚的经文，我们第一个叫什么？
From earlier verses, what should we do?
当然，我们就要时时来称颂神。
We want to bless the Lord and praise Him.
经常来数算神的恩典。
Continue to count His blessings.
述说他的大。
To really express His almighty work.
第二，我们要敬畏神。
The second is to really have reverence for God.
我们的神有怜悯，有恩典，有丰盛的慈爱。
Our God has is gracious and merciful, has abundance in love.
但是我们的神呢，也是圣洁公义的，值得我们来敬畏。
But He's also holy and righteous. He's worthy of our reverence.
第三就是来遵守神的教训。
Three is to follow His command.
我们说过，圣经就是神的话。
We have mentioned that Bible is God's word.
圣经不但帮助我们来认识我们的神。
Bible not only help us to know our God.
也教导我们来过一个合神心意、讨神喜悦的生活。
Also teach us how to live a godly life to really please to Him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹、朋友
，Dear brother and sister，
你们的生命当中经常经历到神的恩典吗
？In your life, have you experienced a lot of God's grace？
两个月前，当我把我的手机放到我的皮套上的时候
，About 2 months ago, when I put my cell phone into my the case, the leather case，
不幸手机掉下去，就把屏幕摔坏了。
So the cell phone fell on the floor and the screen was broken.
结果等到那个原来送我手机的那个弟兄他出差回来。
So the brother who gave me that free new cell phone came back.
他知道我的屏幕摔坏，他怎么办
？He noticed that the screen was broken. What did he do?
他又送我一套更新款的手机。
He gave me a newer set of cell phone.
所以我们说，神的恩典真的是不配得，也是不应得。
So that's why I say God's grace is really not what I deserve and unworthy of
deserve.
It's really God giving us unconditionally.
他提早把圣诞节礼物给了我。
So He's giving us this Christmas gift in an event through His friend.
不幸的是两天前。
Unfortunately, 2 days ago.
刚好是 Black Friday.
It's Black Friday.
我跟师傅早上去。买火鸡。
Me and my wife went to get turkey.
回到家才发现我的手机不见了。
When we came home, I noticed that my cell phone disappeared.
全新的手机，好不容易通通装好了，才3个礼拜不到又不见了。
A brand new cell phone had everything set up. Just within 3 weeks, it disappeared again.
怎么办
？What should I do?
赶快开车回 supermarket， 回到超级市场。
So I drove back to the supermarket.
从停车场一路走到在里面转，在超市里面转一圈。
Walking from the parking lot, walking backwards inside the throughout the supermarket.
完全没有手机的踪影。
Has the cell phone has no sight to be seen.
你们都知道，在电视里面常常看到有人在抢手机、偷手机。
You have seen a lot of news nowadays that says a lot of people their cell phone get robbed and stolen.
所以我以为我的手机长翅膀飞走。
So I thought my cell phone has a set of its wing and went away, flew away.
反正死马当活马医，我就到服务台去问。
Well, without any hope, I went to the reception desk to ask.
我就问他说，有没有人在今天早上捡到了一个手机
？Well, is it possible somebody found a cell phone?
然后我跟他讲了颜色。
I told that person the color.
他就到里面去，结果里面的工作人员出来，拿了就是我的手机。
And somebody went in and went out with my cell phone.
失而复得，更是神的恩典。
Lost and regained again is another grace, another level of grace from God.
我们都是神所爱。
We're all loved by God.
但是我们远离的神。
But we're away from God.
当我们又回到父神的面前的时候。
And we come back in front of Him.
在神的眼中，我们就是失而复得。
In front of in His eyes, we are lost and regained.
因为他看我们为宝贵。
Because he sees us as treasure.
我希望你看神比看你的手机更宝贵。
I hope you see God that it's more precious than the cell phone you have.
请问你是否愿意在这个时候，如果你还没有接受耶稣基督的话
？I would like to ask you at this time if you haven't received God as your Savior.
你是否愿意来求神来赦免你的罪？
Are you willing to ask God to forgive your sins?
求神来使远离你的过犯。
Ask God to keep you away from your transgression of sins.
愿神的慈爱永远与你同在。
Ask His steadfast love to be with you forever.
让我们以感恩的心早日走上蒙福的道路。
Let Let us with a grateful heart to really walk on the path of bless.
如果你过去还没有机会接受耶稣，
If in the past you haven't had a chance to accept Jesus Christ，
但是今天你听到这样的信息，你愿意接受耶稣，享受这样恩典的话，
But today you have heard this message. You're waiting to receive His gift and coming to His kingdom.
我请你跟我一起做祷告。
I ask you to pray with me.
那我请你。
Let us bow and pray.
亲爱的天父，
Our Heavenly Father，
我们为今天这样的聚会向你献上感恩。
We thank you for today's gathering.
谢谢你带领许多朋友们来到我们的中间。
Thank you for bringing so many friends among us.
今天因着你的话语，
Today because of what you said.
我们中间如果有人被感动，愿意接受耶稣基督，享受这样福分。
Today, if there are people among us want to receive the gift to go into His abundance,
你可以在你座位中轻轻地把你手举起。
You can stay seated and just raise your hand gently.
我会为你祷告。
I will pray for you.
有没有这样的人？
Are there people like this?
你愿意？把你的心打开来接受耶稣基督，今天就成为你生命的主。
Are you willing to open your heart to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior today?
亲爱的天父，
Our Heavenly Father，
感谢你今天的带领。
Thank you for your guidance today.
可以相聚在这里。
Let us together here together.
愿神你亲自纪念今天所有服侍的弟兄姐妹。
Lord, I ask you to keep all these people here together in your heart.
以及我们在当中一起帮忙的这些青少年。
But all of you who have helped us set up the tables.
让我们借着这样的聚会，心被恩感。
Through this kind of gathering, our hearts being touched.
让我们能够常常时时来称颂你的圣
名。Let us praise your name continuously.
我们知道最近天气也开始在转变当中。
We also know today in the
天
气。Okay, in our today's new bulletins.
也特别为假期中外出的弟兄姐妹求主，以保守他们出入的平安。
Lord, we pray for all the people who are traveling to keep them safe.
为回到我们中间的大学生向你献上感恩。
We thank you for the college students who came back to us.
保守他们有智慧的学习。
Keep them to continue their learning.
我们谢谢你赐给我们有祷告的权利。
We thank you to give us the authority to pray.
让我们可以常常为我们周围有需要的人来祷告。
So we can continue to pray for the people around us who have the needs.
我们为吴佩杰牧师过去两周动的白内障手术，看到你这样的保守手术以及他的康复。
We pray for and thank you for the for Pastor Wood for his squeeze and his continual recovery of his eye surgery.
我们也为巴莱安肯的姐姐 Barbara。他患了晚期的卵巢癌。
We also pray for Bob Hamilton's sister Barbara. She had a stage 4 ovarian cancer.
求主你为他赐下治疗、医治和康复。
Lord, please give him the healing and the recovery from your grace.
我们也继续的为肖立雄的父亲祷告。
We continue to pray for Sister Lily's father.
他虽然已经出院疗养。
Even though he has been out of the hospital, recovered from home,
目前的血压仍然不稳定。
But his blood pressure is still not stabilized.
求神，你继续赐伯父有足够的信心跟体力。
We continue to pray for the Lord. You give him the faith and the health.
也让他们的家人能够更多来仰望主，依靠主。
Also, help their family to continue to look upon you.
我们也为正在接受靶向治疗的金丹良向你献上感谢。
We also want to say grace for the brother 金丹良 who's continuing with his chemo, the target chemo.
他愿意在极难中接受你，成为他生命的救主。
In the difficulty of his illness, he accepts you as Christ.
感谢神，让他的肿瘤经过药物治疗，已经逐渐的在缩小。
Praise the Lord, his cancer has shrunk through the treatment of chemo.
他今天也让他有精神体力来参加我们今天的聚会。
Today he is able to come join us with the recovery.
我们也为我们过去在今年有许多的弟兄姐妹有很多的姐妹他们有新的宝宝在他们家中。
We want to give thanks to a lot of sisters who has had a safe delivery of their babies.
上周这两位姐妹生了一个男孩。
Last week a sister named Yang Ling had a baby boy.
昨天在我们看分享那个 video 的时候，与有弟兄也打电话给我 Catherine 姐妹，陈佩君姐妹，昨天也产下了家里的男婴。
Yesterday when we were editing the videos, brother Yu Yong also called us to update that sister patron has delivered a baby boy.
我们知道儿女是神赐给我们的产业。
We all know that children are the gift from God.
谢谢你这样的带领保守，把这么多可爱的孩子赐带到我们中间。
We thank you for your protection and guidance to bring so many young babies into our life.
谢谢你过去将丰盛的恩典存留在我们中间。
Thank you for your abundance of grace to be among us.
在我们今天聚会即将结束的时候，让我们一同来领受你的赐福。
Today at the ending of our gathering, let us receive your blessings together.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠。
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
父神的慈爱。
May the love of God.
圣灵的感动与交通。
The fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
让我们时时来称颂你的名。
Let us praise your name.
让我们的过犯离我们远。
Let the transgression be away from us.
让你的恩典永远与我们同在。
Let your grace be with us forever.
直到我主耶稣再来。
Until your coming again.
我们这样子的感恩祈求。
Our grateful praying.
侍奉主耶稣基督你自己得胜。
It's through your name, Jesus Christ.
好，今天非常谢谢。